Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. All right, guys, get ready for a confidence-boosting, sweet-smelling, super hygienic episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. And today we're talking about Jen's wild weekend.
Screw you.
And hardy plants. Are they hardly the miracle they claim to be?
Ooh, I see what you did there.
Mm. And we're going to be pulling back the curtain on the no-makeup trend.
Plus, we have a big-time celebrity who is a beauty junkie just like us, Dasha Polanco. You may know her from a little show called Orange is the New Black.
Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I
Jen, I'm surprised I am seeing you here today. That you didn't get hit by a bus or a car, or I didn't kill you.
I believe you're referring to my epic evening with Beyonce on Friday, are you not?
Your epic evening with like 7 glasses of rosé on Friday night.
I was not drinking rosé. I was drinking MetLife Stadium Pinot Grigio. Thank you very much. That's the bougie thug life right there.
Oh my God.
Jess and I got to go to Beyonce with a super cool brand with Urban Decay, Wendy Zomner, who, if you're listening, Wendy, I am sorry. Because you know what? It was my birthday. I got a little drunk.
I think Beyonce knows it's your birthday.
I know.
Because you were screaming, it's my birthday! It's my birthday!
Okay. And so then I started asking Wendy Zomner for like workout tips.
Oh my God.
But she gladly gave them. She gave me like Gabby Reese, like how Gabby Reese stays in shape. They're apparently friends. Anyway.
Of course they are.
Long story short, do you hate me?
No, but I'm really frankly surprised that we got home because we had to walk in the MetLife parking lot dodging cars that were like trying to get home.
It was like Frogger.
It was like Frogger.
We had to air that out so we could get on with this episode.
All right.
It was Jess and my first fight. It was barely even a fight. Come on.
It was fine. Needed to sleep that off.
Let's get to some better news of the week, shall we?
There was a far more elegant affair earlier that week.
Tell us.
Much more composed. I went to the Fragrance Foundation Notables event where Leonard Lauder was supposed to speak, but he had a little bit of a back issue.
Okay.
And then John Dempsey, who is the big dog at Estee Lauder Companies.
Like group president over all of those brands.
So basically, and all those brands, like, you know, Bobby Brown, MAC, like Clinique, like every brand basically that's in your bathroom, he has something to do with. He runs the show. So he stepped in.
Did he give good? What did he say?
It was amazing. Like it was amazing, but I had a complete stage fright. I barely even like was able to sit on the
chair. You were on the stage with him?
Yes, I was on the stage.
What did you like introduce him?
They introduced us because we were like,
oh, because you're notable.
Notable, like mm-hmm. a young person, fragrance, something. And we had to like ask him an important question. Oh. And honestly, the answers to questions that other people asked, like, were really inspiring to me. Like, my question was kind of fine, but like, I really loved what he said about other things.
Tell me what he said.
He like gave me a lot of food for thought. I wanted to share it. One thing that he said was, I was like, yes, because like I always think about this, and I'm like, I felt like sweet validation. He said that when Leonard had to back out, he didn't get like an email from him, like a text or like something from his secretary. Mm-hmm. He picked up the phone and he called him. And I'm like a caller. I'm still a caller, and I feel like people like freak out when I call them, or they don't like pick up, or like often I call people at work. And they're always pissed off about it. Or I can sense that they're pissed off, like, you called. Mm-hmm. Or, like, hi. Or, like, there's, like, a tension. Like, who the F are you to, like, call me? Just send me an email. He's like, people need to call. And, like, that was his, like, net advice. Like, people need to hear each other's voices in business. Yeah. Especially when you're delivering, like, important news.
Right.
And, like, the art of the phone is just, it's over. And it really shouldn't be, especially in business.
I probably could use that advice. I think there might be like 400 voicemails on my phone. I just never even check them.
I don't think you need, if it's like, hey, I have a new product. No, I don't think you need to call about that. But when it comes to like,
what if Beyonce called me and I didn't know?
And was like, girl, I heard you screaming.
No, but my point being, you're right. I need to pick up the phone more and check my voicemail.
And that segues really nicely to the second thing, which is that personal relationships are everything. Like, work is going to, like, you know, suck. It's going to go up, down, like, all over the place. But you're going to need, like, pals to, in business, to bail you out of things, to help you, to, like, basically, like, get you out of a jam. Like, I'm paraphrasing.
Like, when I helped you find the car in the parking lot?
Yes, but the only reason why you even knew we had a car was because I...
And you helped me.
That's correct. Because... honestly, I'm the one who even like made arrangements for the car. And you were like, how'd the car show up? And I was like, because I went and tracked down the PR girl, and you wouldn't even have a ride. Anyway, so.
But I'm going to remember that six months down the line.
And I'll remember that you used your like, you know, keen navigational, like great outdoor skills to find the guy. Anyway, but yes, I guess Leonard's point is especially pertinent here.
Make relationships
because you're going to need them, nourish them, and sometimes you have to call, like how we had to call the driver.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there,
when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long. It's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Jess, have you noticed this trend of skincare companies putting botanical ingredients into their skincare and then telling you whatever happens to the plant is going to happen to your face? They connect the dots in this way to me that makes no sense at all. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. You know what it always reminds me of? Tell me if this image is like completely on point or no. Mm-hmm. Like, remember Beauty and the Beast, like the cartoon? Wasn't there like a rose in a jar?
Yes.
I always think of that.
Like, your skin is this rose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we have to, like, this ingredient is so special. It's kept in a jar. I don't know.
Let's have some marketing real talk,
yes.
Shall we?
Okay.
Nikita would approve if she were here. So I'm just going to read you a couple blind items that I've gotten just this week in my email.
Okay.
This one says, this particular product, it contains the desert date palm that grows in sandy desert soils and has evolved a strategy for thriving in hostile environments. And then... Your skin will be inspired by this resiliency to reinvigorate itself. Does that make any sense to you?
No, it sounds biblical.
Okay. Winter Daphne is a plant known for its ability to thrive in freezing alpine climates. This unique plant extract relieves sensitive skin and protects it from the cold. I'm like, wait.
That's a lot for a little plant.
You're turning my skin into the flower? I don't understand. Okay. Long life herb. It grows in the harshest climates ever. It's tenacious and has ability to thrive. The use of long life herb for its longevity inspiring benefits ties in with our skincare. Just ties in. They didn't even try and be like, your skin will get.
I'm going to use that whole, next time I copy.
I have a whole pile
I actually here. Had a desk side today, desk side little meeting with a brand. And it was something really similar today. And like, I just kind of have to nod politely.
Okay, so I like checked in with a couple experts about it because I want to make sure I wasn't just being a cynical jerk. Basically, they said these plants that survive in harsh environments, like the resurrection plant, they've showed us at every beauty event ever, like can live in a desert for hundreds of years and then it like comes back to life with a little bit of water. They are great botanical extracts because they have, you know, antioxidants, polysaccharides, sugars that are moisturizing. But pretty much a lot of plants have those, and they're picking this particular plant because of the story behind it. But you could get that effect from any plant.
It's like a daffodil.
Right. Like, but nobody wants
okay,
to
maybe
be
not
like,
a daffodil, but you know what I mean.
All right. Say it's like a fir tree. No one wants to be like, my skin's going to be like a fir tree because it'll be around at Christmas. Like, it makes no sense. So my point is, it's great to have botanical extracts, but don't think that there's any way that you can get all of the power of a plant into a bottle after it's extracted and steam distilled and mixed in with all the other stuff. The product might still be really great and have good benefits, but it's not going to make you act like the plant and survive the stresses of the environment.
I get that.
Yeah. So I just want to say to skincare companies out there, like, I'm on to you.
And
I like where you're going with this, and I can see why a lot of people fall for it, but like, be honest with us. What's it really do?
Like, just protect my skin. I'm not, like, going to, like, the Arctic.
Exactly. It's nothing but flowers. There was a factory. Jess, remember a few weeks ago, I think it was around VMA time, actually, we started talking about the no makeup trend we've been seeing. It was Alicia Keys and Alessia Cara. They didn't wear any makeup to the VMAs. And I called a little bit of BS because I was thinking they might be wearing some makeup.
Yeah, I know how I look when I'm not wearing makeup, and it's not like that.
Not that good. It's not scary. You, but I mean like me too.
No, it's scary. We can admit it.
So I've been keeping track of a bunch of these girls who say they're not wearing makeup.
It doesn't sound psycho at all.
I'm a beauty editor. No, it's
I just my picture
job.
A little notebook.
Like, following them around. I just was keeping an eye out for press on them. And like their makeup artists too. And lo and behold, some of their makeup artists have been doing interviews and talking about what they use on Alicia Keys or what they use.
Right. Yeah. Like there was the Kim K thing a couple of weeks ago in Paris. Was she in Paris?
Or
New York?
It was before her jewels were stolen. Yes.
Right. Yeah, that was the hot news story until. But I mean, when I saw that, I just thought, give me a break.
She thought she was wearing makeup, right?
Absolutely. People like, yeah, there was a headline. It was like complete clickbait. It was like, Kim K goes makeup-free fashion week. And I actually wanted to see like some fresh scrub, like, you know, cleaning the toilet kind of makeup face.
Yeah.
She looked stunning. To me, it looked like she had like NARS, like Copacabana on her cheekbones or something.
Yeah, well.
Do you have the deets?
Well, I can say also this. Even if she didn't have makeup on, there's like milliliters of filler in there. Like that counts as beauty products to me. Like even if you're no makeup, if you have Botox and fillers and acupuncturists and skincare, you're still using the beauty industry to look good.
I like your code.
So it's not supernatural.
That's
anyway.
That's interesting.
So here's what I learned. Actually, she was wearing GlossierBalm.com. You know that lip balm?
Yeah.
It has a little bit of a tint.
It does.
And Mario used Troy Surratt's eyelash curler on her. So I bet you she has fake lashes, too, like those extensions.
Oh, sure.
So, okay, you weren't wearing makeup, but you were getting a little help from our industry. The other one, Alicia Keys, because she's been doing it on The Voice.
Wait, can I just back up for a second? Mm. Like, how did Kim K's, like, skin look so even? That's the thing that troubles me.
Because she had that blood vampire facial with the PRP platelets they inject back in. It gets rid of melanocytes. Like, she's had so much laser work. Like,
so
if you
really
had as
is,
much stuff as she did, yeah. Anybody could go makeup free. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not proud of you. Like, you don't get a pat on the back. I don't know. I just feel like women then feel bad when they go makeup free and they don't look like that. So
that's a really good
I'm
point.
Back
when you
the
have,
curtain.
Like, working lady skin.
I am so feisty this episode. I'm sorry. I think I'm still hungover from Beyonce.
No, you know what? I think I like you, like, 3 days after.
Okay.
I think it's just, like, get wasted and then come to the podcast, like, after you're, like, a little, like, dried out.
I know. My voice is a little bit off,
yeah.
too. But also, I saw Dottie, the makeup artist. She does Alicia Keys.
Uh-huh.
She said she uses Vita Liberata anti-age tanning serum on her.
Okay.
So I've used that. It has a little bit of that erythrolose, like, color-creating ingredient. So if you put it on the hollows of your cheekbones.
Say that again?
Remember DHA and erythrolose, yeah. The two things that tan your skin in a self-tanner.
Oh, I didn't know about the latter.
The latter is the one that's not as orangey. It's much more natural.
Oh, okay, cool.
So if you were to use that serum on the hollows of your cheeks for, like, a couple days, bam.
Oh, that's how she's getting that color.
Yeah, you'd have, like, a nice little contour. Same as, like, if she was doing Sir John's sunscreen hack kind of situation.
Okay, okay.
I had a couple other ones, like Alessia Cara still uses clear brow gel.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a Gigi Hadid picture when she was in a fashion show and she had on NARS concealer, which we found out
right.
after the fact. So I don't know. That was just like my public service announcement.
This is, yeah, like you cannot believe this no makeup stuff. It's always.
Even if it is no makeup, they've got all sorts of other tricks up their sleeves. So you're beautiful, just fine.
Hey.
I met her at the Marie Claire office and we bonded immediately over fragrance because she is a beauty girl like us. But you probably know her because she's also a super famous actress. Orange is the New Black, Joy, a billion other things. We'll get into that. Welcome, Dasha Polanco.
Welcome, woo! Dasha.
Give me my music so I can intro myself correctly.
While you key that up, we have to start with Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Are you sick of talking about it yet? I hope
not.
No,
why would I be?
I find it so fascinating that as far as beauty goes, this show is doing things that no other show has done. The characters are so real looking. So I wanted to ask you, your character's look, did you have a hand in creating that at all?
No.
But we're doing beauty, so talk to me about beauty. Like,
okay, when, so her streak
her
is
blonde
my
streak.
Because that's what I was always allowed to do, because my mom never allowed me to dye my whole hair. She was really picky about that. Since we're talking about beauty, I could talk about me using Sebastian cellophanes. Do you know what that is?
No.
Sebastian? You know Sebastian?
No, Sebastian, the hair company, yeah.
Yeah, that's been around for years. It was, like, super huge in the Hispanic and Latino community. So they have cellophanes, which is, like, a semi-permanent dye.
Yeah.
And I was only allowed to do the black orchid because my hair is, like, really black. Like,
right.
So my mom would only allow me to do that, and it was so good for the hair and not...
It wasn't like bleaching it.
No.
But Daya, your character, has like blonde streaks.
She has one blonde streak, kind of like what you have going on in the front, but that's Dasha's. But when I auditioned with it, I had just gotten the streak done. And I was kind of freaking out. I was like, oh my God, this might be too much. Because you always want to go to an audition looking like yourself and then whatever character adjustments they will do.
Right.
I went in looking like Dasha, but Dasha's creative self. And it kind of worked for me because it kept the streak and it's kind of like her thing.
So
it's my thing.
So they didn't ask you to dye it or...
No, Junji loved it.
And talk to me about the makeup because like I feel like some of the characters wear no makeup. But then your character has a little bit of makeup on even though she's in prison, right?
Well, I think everybody has makeup on.
True.
It's just made to look like very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some like skin coverage. For Daya, they use on me, because of the type of skin that I have, you know, depending on the actor's skin, I have normal to oily, they use Dolce & Gabbana or Giorgio Armani matte foundation.
You know, the usual correction facility makeup products.
You know. What's the one that they get at the stores? I'm into NYX. Isn't that funny? Like
NYX Cosmetics?
Like, I'm using their matte foundation I was using recently. Because it's like, what's the name of it? Matte but not flat?
Yeah.
That's the one I use. Like on a daily basis with like whatever.
So when you get to work and say, are you filming right now the last season? Ooh, I'm not going
to
ask you
yet. Oh gosh. Yeah. So how many things did you have to sign for that?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Because your character
has a
big cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Back to beauty. So you get to work and you get in the makeup chair.
They put moisturizer. They put the moisturizer. I'm going to remember which one it is. It's like white and
Embryo
blue.
Embryolisse.
Oh, hello, honey.
Does that process of sitting in the chair and getting ready to do your character, does that get you into character at all?
For me, and it's kind of therapeutic. It gets you in the zone. You transform. It's not you. You have to mentally prepare yourself. There's some people that, there's actors into each zone that want to look pretty because that's who they're seeing when they're on screen. For me, I could care less if they don't put foundation. Like, I will go on screen like this because I'm playing, that's my character.
Right.
Like, I'm not embarrassed to show my skin and not having lashes and my eyebrows not being done. And because it's part of Dianera, you know, at the end of the day. So when I go in there, I get my moisturizer, my foundation, Burt's Bees, little chapstick, the tinted one, my eyebrows, and a very small amount of mascara. I think they've toned it down through seasons because the first season, you could have seen a little, like, little blush, a little probably, because that's what basically minimal makeup, not in a correctional facility, and like the film world is, right? Just enhancing like your features. But when you see it on screen, eventually they've transitioned into less, because you have to be more realistic with like what you see in jail, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, how is it different than, you know, you're doing Orange is the New Black and then your next big thing was Joy?
Oh, you had the 80s thing going on.
Yeah, I mean, that
was so much fun.
Like, that must have been a really nice change of pace.
I love that. I love how they can, listen, they work so, they have the ability to transform any decade within you. So it's like, when I went into Joy, they fitted me for the wig. It was a whole transition for the wig. I had saran wrap just to fit in, right? To get the fit, what do you call it? The block.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to get a block design for your wig. And that's how they design the wig for your head, so that it's properly fitted. And there's like a full lace
wig. The block's like the netting thing under the wig.
No, the block is the head itself.
Oh, you have a head that looks like your head?
Yes.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Did you guys keep it?
No. I don't keep any of that.
Oh,
Okay. That's like for their archives.
So they get the block and then...
They measure your head with like saran wrap. So you look like... Remember Coneheads?
Yeah.
It's just with a whole bunch of saran wrap. Oh my gosh. Then they take a marker and they do your hairline.
Right.
After they do your hairlines. Because people don't realize that when you wear a wig, if you don't match your hairline, it's going to be noticeable for anyone to tell that you have a wig. Because your hairline is designed for the shape of your face.
This is why people who have bad wigs, you can like easily tell. Like exactly. Guys and girls.
Because the hairline is goes according to their face.
Right. So they match it up.
Exactly. And then after they do all that with the plastic, they take that same plastic and they mold it into the block. And that's how they do the wig.
So it fits your head like a swimming cap perfect.
Like, I didn't feel like, I was like, yo, I need to wear this every day.
I actually thought you had dyed your hair dark brown for
that. No, I wanted to wear that every
day.
Cut
some 80s layers. You don't feel it.
Mm-hmm. You do not feel it. You're like shaking. The only thing you feel is like how tight it is here, but not like uncomfortable. Just secure. You know what I mean?
Right,
you're like,
right.
Oh my God.
Right.
And then to take it off, it's glued. So you take it off with like alcohol. And
so you wore this every day while you guys were filming.
I wore this every day. And that process was a little like, oh, my God.
Yeah, this sounds like you might want to just like itch your head like by the end of the day.
Because it's like the pantyhose, you know, like the stocking cap.
Yeah.
And then you have to wear, it's pinned. And then on top of that, they put the wig. And it's like, oh, my God, the process.
And there was a lot of makeup because she was like rocking the, like the wet and wild.
You looked good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you looked really good.
That's another place. They use Kogan Do and like all the.
The good stuff.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
And the blends. I'm always like, can I have a little piece of that? Let me get some of that. And the brows and Anastasia.
Those are good products. Have you ever had to, earlier in your career, maybe do your own hair and makeup for a role? I feel like you feel very comfortable in the beauty world.
Let me see. For Gimme Shelter, no, they had makeup there. Only when I was an extra on this thing called, what was it, Gangsta Bitches.
What?
What was Gangsta Bitches?
It was like a low-budget film. And I was an extra on there. Look how things are, right?
Yeah.
I was like hustling. I was like, I gotta get a role. Before I even had my manager, I was like, I gotta get a role. And I tried it out. It was at a club in Queens called Club Boom, super Spanish club. And it was these three ladies, old ladies, that they were gangsta.
Uh-huh.
Gangsta, because that's how they spelled it, gangsta bitches.
Of course, with the A. Uh-huh.
They were like the godfathers, the Italian godfathers, but like old ladies. It was hilarious.
And you're going to see this film.
I was an extra in the back, but I got a speaking line.
Do you remember it?
But what did you say?
Let me see. I was wearing all white because I was all cute.
Really think hard. I want to know
what
this
is. Oh, my God. I don't know what it was. I think I had to seduce a guy. Of course, Sasha is always like the one to be like, hi, how you doing or something. I don't remember what it was, but I know that it was a group of us. And they were like, oh, why don't you tell them this? And I had to say whatever it was. And I was like, yes, I'm not an extra.
And it made it into the film?
I don't know. I never watched it.
You didn't watch Gangsta Bitches?
I'm Googling this later tonight.
Isn't that crazy?
We're going to find a clip and we're going to put it on the website.
Gangsta Bitches.
Gangsta Bitches.
But they were like, please come hair and makeup ready because we don't have a
studio. Yeah, they were like, I was like, okay. I came, like, it was summer. So I had, like, white tight jeggings.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
flat
bush.
You were a boom.
You know what I mean? Curly. My hair curly. Probably had, like, blue eyeliner. I don't know what the hell.
I bet you look good.
Yeah, I guess, for the times.
So growing up, did you have beauty icons that you looked up to, whether they were actresses or people that you
Can
knew?
We talk about real quick growing up, my childhood?
Absolutely.
What was my favorite products of makeup?
I was going to ask that too.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell nail polish.
Wait, the peel off?
The peel off nail polish.
Yes.
And the compact?
Yes. I had that too. I think I carried it like when I was older too. I was like, it's really cool.
Didn't
like nostalgic.
Didn't it have a scent to it?
Yeah.
Too, or something?
Like, oh my like God, I wish they sold it. Oh my God.
How do we know they don't though? Are we sure? Are we just like too old and we don't like look for it anymore?
Like I would still use it now. It's genius. Peel off nail polish?
Yeah.
Like that's so good for anxiety or for like when you're bored.
Yeah, completely. They should
you're
give
just
it
there to- only like the whole, like I remember it was, oh yeah, I wear press-ons.
Wait, those are press-ons?
Yeah, these are press-ons.
Okay, you guys, you have to see her nails, but I noticed them as soon as you walked in. They're like these beautiful, long nails. And I thought, like, wow.
I get them by the stacks. I go to Rite Aid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $7,
$7.98. Like Lee press-ons. Remember Lee?
Oh, my God.
Or maybe those are Kiss. Those are
No, they were Kiss. These are, they come in a, what is it? Impress. That's what they're called, Impress.
Oh, they look good.
Because these they finally imitated the toy press-ons that I used to wear, which was another product when I was little. Mm-hmm. They had these press-ons with the gel tab that you stick onto your nail bed.
Oh, yeah, and it was like adhesive, but not like
and glue. And these are those. But these are not really glues. This is not crazy glued.
So we could pull that off and
so
it wouldn't
hurt. So they really stay on? Like, but as you go about your day and
like
do things?
I could leave it like for 2 days. But the thing is that I'm a rough person. Like, I'm like washing a dish.
Yeah.
she's moving around a lot, people, yeah. Just so you know.
You know what I mean? So I'm always like, the other day I was at BeautyCon, I lost a fucking, they stayed with one of my press-ons. You can't curse here, I'm sorry.
No, you can't.
Okay. I dropped it in the middle of my like GIF thing. My press-on came off and I'm like, where the hell is my press-on? I was like so upset because they were so cute.
Yeah, we saw some photos of you at BeautyCon. I was at BeautyCon, but I missed you. Why were you at BeautyCon? What were you doing? Just hanging out? And like, what'd you think? It's kind of crazy, right?
It's a lot.
There were a lot of people. Did you get mobbed?
I spoke about breaking barriers with YouTube famous people. Each of them spoke about like self-confidence and what they do. Like there was one of the speakers. She's all into like curly and not doing heating your hair and all the products. So loving your hair or whatever it is. I spoke about my self-lovery.
I love that hashtag, by the way.
Yes. Self-lovery.
Self-lovery is this whole movement that I'm creating, addressing not only women but men also. You know, I want to be clear about that because we speak about confidence in women and insecurities in women and everything is like women are insecure but men are not. Yeah. And men also need to have these conversations because how they express insecurity is towards people. How we express insecurity is towards ourselves. So I feel like it's important to start the conversation in a room with men and women so that we stop gender separating issues as opposed to including people.
I'm so glad you said that because I feel like there's so much dialogue about like female empowerment. I think that's wonderful and like girls, but I don't hear anything like this for guys. And there's so many problems with young men like in self-esteem.
I have a son.
Yeah, okay.
I have a brother. And I don't look at female and male. I'm all about female empowerment, but I'm also about empowering men as well. And I think I have to do that because I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter. I think we all have wives, girlfriends, whatever it is. They need the support and the clarification and the space to express these concerns that they always have to suppress. And completely. I see that in my son.
Right.
Like when I see his insecurities, the way he expresses it to me, it's not how men express it because I'm teaching that.
Right. So he doesn't end up on a bus talking about ladies in a nasty way.
Because that's how they express their insecurities. So you notice like historically every relationship that I've been in that has been either violent or has been not healthy emotionally or physically, whatever it is, it's because their insecurities are
projected onto you.
Exactly.
Yeah, because a secure man doesn't need to treat women like
exactly.
Crap.
But even like, not even just in an outward way, sometimes they just suppress it because they're not allowed. Like right now, you know, it's wonderful, but the culture is so much about, you know, girl, speak your mind, tweet this, you know, like hashtag this. It's like the culture is so about asking girls to express themselves. And there's just nothing like that for guys. So it's like
there isn't.
It's almost like they need to, maybe this is taking it a step too far, but like, kind of keep quiet. You know, it's like it's girls' time right now. It's not a guy's time.
And I think we're doing,
that's really dangerous.
I was looking today for the term. I was looking for a derogatory term just for male that they use for women, like whore, you know, slut, whatever they use for women, but they don't have that for men, right? They were created.
It's kind of man
whore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but when you look at the definition, it clearly states female.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say male or it doesn't say a person or a human being.
Right, right.
So that just, those are the things that I'm observing and researching because I'm all for empowering, but I'm not for dividing while you're empowering.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's really smart and I think it's great that you're doing it.
How old's your son?
A lot of that.
He's 8.
Yeah. And that's not, and it's about to become like an even harder, like 8 is just the beginning of when those things start kicking in.
Yeah.
But he's going to notice things and he's exposed to other kids and kids are mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could go in and defend my son as much as I want, but that's not
No, it is. He's got to do it.
So I think that's part of beauty.
Yeah.
Well, there's men that you know, have small penises, and they're, like, insecure because of that, just like women that have small tits.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the body hair.
You know what I mean? There's like, so, there's guys that, they don't have abs, so they don't feel.
Yeah.
But we have allowed them to not have to express that because insecurity is only attached to women.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So we're calling this whole movement self-lovery?
Yeah.
I like it. I feel like you're the epitome, though, and it sounds like you've struggled a little bit in the past, but now you're, like, owning it. I love following you on social media because I'm just, like, especially when it comes to beauty, you are, like, new look every time you're on the red carpet, trying different things, yeah. Wearing, like, whatever you want to wear, getting a wig on, putting curly hair. Like, do you come up with all these ideas, or does your team help you with it? Your publicist, by the way, who she keeps referencing on the side, is nodding. Like, it's your ideas, huh?
I get bored very easily. And what I see it so often,
mm-hmm.
I just see a platoon of, like, soldiers following one person.
Like at a Hollywood kind of event, you mean?
Anything, even in social media. Like, everybody's so obsessed with this one look and what that individual, whomever it is doing. And there's no, like, outbranching. Like, I just see, like, if you go to L.A., everybody looks the same.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, wait, but you look just like this person, but you look just like this person. It's like there's no variation. And I spoke about that at BeautyCon. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody has to find what makes you feel most confident. And that's what makes you feel most powerful in a room.
Yeah.
And most expressive and interesting.
So what's your thing?
My thing is my scent. I tell everybody that. Because I'm very hard on myself when it comes to physically. I'm just learning how to love my body and know that I'm never going to be a petite woman. I'm always going to be larger frame and have more volume and mass. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
To me, when I see you on Instagram and just how you carry yourself, I feel like you have no problem. Like, you really seem to own who you are. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
It's like you can't.
Like, I'm really shocked that you said that.
Because it's something that I've always felt since I was a little girl. It's something that's what I've struggled with. Like, seeing myself in a mirror and not liking who I see. But I don't like to be vulnerable. And I don't like to go into a room. And I use other ways to feel confident and not allow anybody to know that, oh, my God, my body.
Yeah.
So I use my hair. I use my lips. I use my scent to distract from any attention to the parts that I don't like about
myself. So it's like a mental trick for yourself.
Yeah. And I'm getting older now. And I'm like, if I don't do it now, then I'm going to wait to what? Till I'm not here?
Do you feel like you wasted time, like, stressing out about it?
Yes, I have.
I know what you mean.
Because I've wasted so much time not only thinking about it, but not doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And expressing it. But it was not meant for me to express it then, because at that point it wouldn't have made any reach. Now I could express it, and it's making reach. And I'm reaching out to people that are probably connecting more than I thought people would ever connect.
What kind of feedback are you getting from people about this? Because I really see you, like, I'm really just genuinely surprised that you even have this kind of, like, that you would bring that up, that you have this kind of insecurity.
Even
because you
day,
are, like, such
the
an
day
icon.
That I wore for Fashion Week for the blondes, I went in there and I got out of the car and I was like this. Because
in case anybody didn't see, what were you wearing? Was that when you were, like, a full body
suit?
Yeah.
You look amazing.
And if she wouldn't have told me, like,
you got to own it.
Like, what are you doing? Because I was, like, ready to go. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. But once I was there, I was like, people are actually here. You know what I mean? Like, this is not.
But it's true. If you had been slouching or not showing, then it looks
insecure. That's
what,
exactly. And you could tell in all my pictures, I could tell you when I felt ugly,
mm-hmm.
when I felt, like, most beautiful. Like, the SAG Awards, the one that I wore that white Michael Costello dress.
Yeah.
That was epic for me because I felt so beautiful. The only thing, I always find something, but I was wearing a jock strap.
What?
I was wearing a jock strap.
Why?
Best friend's jock strap.
Wait, why not a thong?
Because I never knew these things existed that lift your ass.
And I felt what is the secret?
Because it has straps around the back.
So, yeah. My best friend, he's gay, Albert. And I love his jock straps. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. But I never realized that shit, like, lifts your ass.
So instead of getting fancy Spanx with like lifting whatever, it's got two straps, one under each cheek. Boom, you push it
and
up.
And I wore a Spanx on top of that.
So it's the support under the Spanx.
So I felt like the Spanx flattened my ass. And I was like, my ass is not flat. So I was like, I'm going to
jockstrap. This is a genius hack.
So I jockstrapped it.
You had a jockstrap?
You're not going to read this in style.
And then a pair of...
And then the Spanx.
So it's still smooth, but you got the lift.
Exactly.
Wait, can I ask, does the jockstrap have like extra fabric in the front?
Yeah, it doesn't show comfort for me, honey. Because for women that have like extra mons pubis, which is the area of the vagina, that's a little fatter.
Yeah.
It covers.
So it was comfy.
Yeah.
It's like a little baby diaper comfy.
Oh my God, it's just like poochy. Like it's a little pouch. It's like a fanny pack for the vagina.
Oh my God.
I loved it.
Sales of jockstraps are like skyrocketing right now. Oh my God. That gorgeous couture gown is...
That's
the situation.
That disaster. I was like, oh my God.
If someone could see through this right now.
But that was epic.
And you felt confident. And you felt good.
Yeah, because I was covered. My arms weren't showing. Look at how I think.
I'm blown away right now.
My tummy was in. I love my back because I have a very smooth back. Mm-hmm. You guys could touch it after.
Okay.
I have no acne. Mm-hmm. I've always shown my back since I was like in junior high school. And it was like, my hair was great. My makeup.
Yeah.
I smell fantastic.
Do you do a different scent for like every look?
Yes. Well, I wake up every day and depending on how I feel, I smell and I feel like this day smells like a bond. Smells like maybe I need to go, let me see outside. It's autumn, so I'm going to go put this on perfume and wear like a fig. You know what I mean? It depends.
So how many perfumes do you think you have? Look at this face.
I think I have like 10. No, I'm just kidding.
More?
I have more.
Don't be embarrassed.
You're with the two perfume junkies.
Okay, so I have right now, I probably have 40 on my counter.
Okay, that's a healthy amount. That's very respectable.
40. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what went with that gown? Do you remember?
Yes, I remember. I wore Creed.
Which one? Do you remember?
Aqua Florentine.
Mm. Nice. Fresh.
Which one do you get the most compliments on? Like when people go in to hug you?
My body goes very well with woods.
Okay.
Spice. I get more compliments when I wear things that have like wood or have...
like a spicy note.
Yeah.
You're a beauty girl. Like you must be able to do your own makeup now, right?
I have... What do you call it? A vanity? I order my own vanity. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole process and project. I order my... acrylic cases from Amazon, so I can organize all the makeup that I have, because I used to just have it all over. My little makeup brushes.
Yeah.
I got the ones that blend in.
Who did your makeup today?
My makeup artist that I use very so often.
Name?
Oh, Jay.
Yeah, give a shout out.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
makeup by Jay.
Okay.
Makeup by Jay.
And he does my makeup for the most part. He's my main.
Yeah, you look great.
Your lashes are incredible.
Thank you.
We like to ask our guests about their favorite products that they pack with them, like in their beauty bag.
Summer's Eve, overnight, lavender.
You did not hear our podcast 2 weeks ago.
$8 wipes?
No. Let's get into this.
I don't think there's
this.
Anything wrong
Please
with these
Please hold
wipes.
Everyone. You gave away the answer.
Sorry.
Tell me why you buy $8 coochie wipes. Please.
First of all, I am very delicate with my vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I work out. My intake, so I could easily get a yeast infection.
Okay.
Let's just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take care of my private.
Mm-hmm.
So I use wipes. When I go use the bathroom, instead of just using a paper towel, I don't like to smell like pee down there. Mm-hmm. So I use the lavender. I know it says like overnight.
Right.
I know it says overnight, but I use it all night, all day, 24/7.
So you carry those around with you?
I carry that. I have a little kit. I carry my purple wipes.
Uh-huh.
You have to be clean. And when you put, like everything, when you have your period, you have to clean yourself.
Okay.
I have my spray, Summer's Eve spray.
You do. You do the spray.
I do the spray.
I'm finally meeting one of these. Jess was trying to explain to me about these products, and they're very popular, and I wasn't buying it. Now you're...
Yeah,
so
they're hypoallergenic. She uses them too. And
so
you know what's the best
pH
thing?
And good.
When you go to the bathroom and you squat,
she's
as
squatting.
I'm demonstrating,
mm-hmm.
and you can smell yourself,
mm-hmm.
and
oh,
you smell
lovely.
So like Island Splash.
You know,
I thought
what
you
I
said
mean?
It was lavender.
That is the scent. Or baby
like
powder.
When you're the best smelling thing in the public bathroom.
And then when you flush that toilet and you leave and you're like, well, the next person that goes in, they're like, well, damn her. Exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's just a pet peeve. And listen, we all go through this. Mm-hmm. Menstruation or whatever it is. I have to be on top of it. It's blood. Mm-hmm. You know, it has a smell. You have to, you know, so that prevents it.
And
I don't
so
use
safe.
Baby powder on my vagina, but I do use a Summer's Eve powder for between my legs because I have thigh rub.
Like chafing, yeah.
But when I wear the rub, it kind of makes it smooth. Mm-hmm. It smells nice.
I never use the powder.
You don't use this powder? I use it in between my legs.
It has like a little bit of like a silicone
slip
really?
To it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's okay. Like cornstarch kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hypoallergenic, so good for you.
Like if you're a biker, like if you bike... They put that on so that, like, if
you know what I used to do when I was a little girl?
I'm telling
you. I used to put perfume directly on my butt, and I used to be on fire.
<It did so
much. laughs> I'd be like, ah! And the fan, like, what
are we talking about? Like, butt cheek?
No, she means her anus. She means her anus.
In the anus. And I used to be like, what is this?
Jen,
I used to
take
a body spray, and I used to put it all over my.
But Jen, this is what I'm saying. Let me just take it back to the original conversation. This is why I don't think those wipes are a bad idea in these washes. Because look, people do crazy things like putting body sprays on their, you know, special regions. Let's just have a product that's gentle, smells nice, comforting.
I'm losing this argument.
Comforting.
She told me she heard of a girl that used Clorox wipes down there.
Yeah, that's
she was
not.
Worried.
I also use a soap that's from the Dominican Republic. That's like everybody that's Dominican knows about it.
Tell us. I'm not Dominican. Yeah. I need to know.
There's three. There's Lemisol.
Okay. That, I've heard of that. Lemisol.
There's Ihisol, and then there's Lufrahin. I love Lufrahin.
Okay, so tell me what else is in your bag, because we've got 8 pounds of feminine care.
There we go. But I don't carry all that stuff. All I carry is the wipes and, like, the spray.
I'm picturing you like a backpack of feminine care.
Oh, I have Lemisol wipes, but that's like when I travel. I carry Listerine sheets.
Oh, the little strips.
Oh, my God. You
that's
smell
our,
good
that's
all
our
over.
That's personal insecurity. We always talk about bad breath and how to know
Yo, but, and
if
I
you
tell
have
people,
it or not.
I tell people.
Whisk wipes. Love those for the teeth.
Yo, but they don't make them no more.
They don't make them.
Really?
No. I have like a pack that I had bought, like a huge, like.
I might have some extras. I'll have to send them to
We're
you.
We're going to look into Wisp and Tinkerbell peel off nail polish for you.
What the fuck is going on with the Wisp? Toothpaste, because sometimes I just need to like brush my tongue because it's very important. You need to brush your tongue. It's very annoying to me when people think that they brush their teeth and they walk around with bad breath because your tongue is not clean.
Do you think you're so hygienic because you studied science and you know the human body?
No,
you used to
my
work
mom,
in an OR, right?
Like no. Because my mom.
Your mom.
Made sure.
Your mom did a good job.
Behind. That's like. Your ass needs to go take a shower, go brush your teeth. You don't do it right, you're going to get your booty whooped. You should not be smelling. You should not have your hair tangled.
Right.
Yeah. My mom always said there's one thing that people can take away from your education and your hygiene. Always look to par, no matter what. You could be poor, but your house is clean and you're clean. Can nobody take that away from you?
Mm, I like that.
It's good advice.
I'm going to go home and clean.
If you go to my family's house in DR, where I'm from.
Oh, we're invited?
Whenever you want. But that's the hood. I'm talking about the hood. I'm talking about the ceiling is aluminum.
Okay.
It's sin. Like, there's no, like, there's fan. There's no air conditioner. There's no window. There's just, like, sidewalk. And then there's cement.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I love going there. And it's clean as hell. I lay on that floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how poor we are, we still have cleanliness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
It's a culture thing, too. Like in the Dominican Republic, it's like everybody wakes up. You're 10 years old and you know how to cook. You know how to clean. Like Saturdays are cleaning. Like everybody's cleaning.
Yeah.
Kids, everybody's cleaning. NARS. I like the NARS lip gloss because I feel like it's very light. I love the L'Oreal.
Infallible?
Is it infallible?
I don't know. Are you talking about lip gloss or mascara?
No. I think she's talking about mascara.
The Balm.
Oh, wait, which balm?
You know the balm that it's like a lipstick?
Oh, it's like the color Riche Balm or something?
That's it.
That's not like a big finger. I thought you were going to say voluminous mascara.
I know because your lashes are so good.
I have babies.
Yeah.
You know Baby by Maybelline?
Baby Lips from Maybelline.
Because I have my lips, especially in the winter, I have big lips, chapness. So I always keep my lips moist. And you know what's a classic that I have in my car? Blistex.
Yeah.
Blistex, the blue.
Yeah.
The blue little tub
yeah.
that you get for like a dollar.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like $1.50.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Why do I love it? I researched and I'm like, what is in this product that I love? It has allspice in it.
That's because of the tingle.
That's the tingle.
Mm. So the peppery herb allspice is in the lip balm.
Not the peppery, the sweet one that they use for desserts.
Oh, yeah.
Allspice. Like instead of menthol or something, it's allspice.
Okay.
So good. Recently, problems with my thyroid. This is very important. I want to address this. Mm. And my hair was falling out. My hair was falling out already. It was like, it's thin. Mm-hmm. But it was like not curly. It was just dead. And I was like noticing that I was like getting like bald right here. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck, that's because I've been dying this shit all my life. So I went to the doctor and I started putting Rogaine and Nixon.
Nioxin.
Nioxin. And I put, and it's working. And I got plasma injections in my scalp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It fucking worked, girls. I'm not bald anymore.
Even with a thyroid issue, it'll help counteract the hair loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then that really works.
Yo, I got the injections, which hurt like crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like friendly.
But my
That's
hair
where
is
they
like
take your own blood out. They
plasma,
spin it around.
And I got it on my face too.
A lot, yeah.
I tried it once and I've got, you know, I can speak about it.
Skin
I,
looks
I love
good.
Taking, let me tell you something. I love taking care of my body when it comes to like, what is this? Like a facial? I'm going to go get a facial. Like tomorrow I'm going to get my glycolic facial. Which I just got a facial with my, because I'm going through something with my skin. I have like a lot of like, I've never had acne and I feel like there's underlying acne. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah. Okay, listen up, beauty companies out there. Dasha, yeah. Self-lovery.
Really?
Be yourself.
I could give face, honey.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, over the shoulder.
Jeez.
Yes, if Dolce & Gabbana anybody wants, me, Christina, whatever. I'll
All right, we're putting the word out. Thank you so much for coming
Dasha!
In.
Dasha!
Such a blast. In case you guys were wondering, as she, there was a fourth person in the room, her publicist, Canessa. It was like her side...
Her sidekick.
Her sidekick, who I loved. They were great. They're like... Sisters.
Sounds so mysterious. There was a fourth person in the room.
Well, because she talked a little bit, but we didn't give her a mic. Sorry, Canessa. But oh my God, on the way out the door, she gave me a little hint on the new season, Orange is the New Black.
We don't want to get whacked by like Netflix.
No, but it wasn't that great. But she said,
we don't have that kind of money.
She said, we're not going to be disappointed with where Daya's character goes. So, on that note.
That means we know she's still on the show.
That's true.
You or do we?
You
or do we?
Here. Or do we? All right, let's do a raise a wand.
What do you have? So I didn't bring it because it's cozily nestled in my shower right now.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm really feeling the Dove Nutrium Body Wash. And I'm usually a bar soap girl.
Okay.
But like, I don't know, it smells so good.
Is this your comforted, skin comforted voice?
It is actually. Remember Ann Gottlieb was here and she said that she really liked working on Dove. She did say that a new one was coming out. I think it was going to have pear or something. I'm not really into fruity scents, but I'll give it a try.
So what is your scent of choice?
This is like, it's like a creamy, kind of, it has like a little hint of vanilla, but it's just like, it's a very like creamy, almost like a gourmand scent.
What's the name of it?
It's the Nutrium Shea Butter one.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually like look forward to taking a shower so I can kind of just cozy up. And we talked about it last episode. I like to like really like suds up and take a hot shower before bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a nice little ritual. And it really does leave your skin soft. And I don't always need a body butter after.
It also feels very fall, like a little cozy, warm scent to go with it. We're not like citrus summer.
No, it's almost like almost like washing with a lotion. It's
you know, Dove
really
Bar
nice.
Is always my raise a wand, so I approve.
Yes, and P.S., when I interned for a very big beauty director back in the day, the only thing she used was Dove Bar soap. She used to like hoard it. Like beauty
Please
director.
Tell me she didn't make you call it in for her.
No, she didn't. But whenever they sent it, she would like take it home. It was the only thing she used.
Well, the only thing I'm using right now, just kidding, I have a million products on my face, but I have a new one to share with you. It's from Tyra. I'm obsessed with Tyra.
Tyra Mail.
Okay, so Tyra has her beauty company, and she just came out with this face mask called Instant Gratification. Lift, smooth, and illuminate. Mm, I'm giving you packets of it because I want you
this
to try.
This is awesome. No, I definitely will.
So you massage the packet. I don't know why that's key, but it does seem to change the texture a little. Then you crack it open and put it on your face for 8 minutes. And it has a little bit of a tightening effect while you're wearing it. So then you rinse it off. And that's when the tightening gets
legit.
Like, I think there's some sort of sugar that's left on your skin that starts to shrink down, that pulls up. Like, I feel like I'm doing the Tyrant right now. But like,
do you smize?
It automatically smizes you. It like tightens everything. This isn't a moisturizing mask. It's not about clearing gunk out of your pores. It just gives you like this very tight, lifted, soft feeling.
Well, it says on the pack, it says lift, smooth, and illuminate.
You know what? A lot of things say that, and I'm always like, "That I don't feel any of that." But the lift and smooth business, I felt all of it. I didn't need primer when I put my foundation on because it sort of left like a little bit of a smoothness and a tightness so that like the makeup just was perfect.
So you would use this like before you, this is not a nighttime ass. This is before you go out.
I don't want to waste all the tightening benefits.
I understand.
I mean, you could probably use it at night and it lasts, but like I like to do it like before a night out so that you look all like you know, like Tyra.
Cool. I'm going to try it.
So it's called Instant Gratification. Also, great name. And Tyra, if you're listening, please come on the show. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.